Ah, yes. It's that time. It's that time again. Distorted Reality Podcast. We're Distorted Nation Radio. Beats Reality Check TV. With your hosts, C-Core from Distorted Nation Radio, and Shell Razor from Reality Check TV. With your Kevlar-coded comments, it's time to distort your reality.
Kev, you need a camera, bro. I always point over there, and people are like, where is he pointing? What's going on?
We should have an emoji, because I know that we can do that in edit. Can't we just float his head in the edit later? That'd
just,
be cool.
Just put a picture cartoon head of your head where I'm pointing.
Yeah. Actually, there is a way for me to use the camera on the iMac, and then I could put me in a little box up in the top.
That'd be cool.
That's...
But
who put Kevin in a box?
I still have to figure that out.
You don't put Kevin in a box.
It's so, Kevin in a box, not Jack in the box.
The door's open, and it's... Is it going to bother me?
No.
Yes, it is. Can you crawl on the floor and, like, close the door?
Just for the record, we are not endorsed by Jack in the Box.
We're not. I wish. Not really.
I would like some tacos.
Okay, good. The door's closed, and I can... Okay.
Okay.
Before we start, I want to introduce our special Gen Z guest... Her name is...
Hey.
Z?
Shh, Z? You just want to go by Z?
I think so.
Z?
Sure.
Yeah, Z. Okay.
Gen Z?
Yeah.
Maybe Jay-Z?
No, not Jay-Z.
No.
Jen. It's already taken.
Gen Z. Okay,
yeah,
so
we're gonna
play a little game, and you're going to roll the dice, okay? And you're going to tell us who's going to drink first.
Wait, what is it? Eye.
So, oh, we're going to pick a number, okay? So,
Wait, make up your mind.
I'm going to pick a number, and you're going to pick a number, and she's going to roll the dice. Whoever gets closest to it should...
Between both dice or one dice?
We'll just do one dice.
Okay, roll one dice.
And so I'm going to go with 3.
No, that's my lucky number!
Sorry, I already chose
you.
First. Okay, and what are you going to pick?
6!
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
3.
3? Okay, so I drink first. I should actually make you drink first if I win.
Yeah, because you won.
Okay, go ahead. All
what
the way.
What is it?
You'll find out.
It's...
I'm taking my gum out. Hang on.
All the way.
Whiskey.
Okay. It's been in a bottle.
Oh, by the way, it's cheap whiskey.
It's been in a mason jar for years. Okay, I don't even know.
That's honey whiskey.
Okay, ready? I'll go. It's not that bad, actually.
Oh, fuck you, it isn't.
Ooh, I like it. I want more.
Yeah, because you drink.
That was classic. I didn't know he was going to react that way. That was beautiful.
I just did mine off camera, so.
Okay, so we have candy, and we have hot tamales, and, you know.
I'm just getting rid of the taste of that.
Z-Girl, what we normally do is we'll recap our week. And so
I want to say this is very... You go first. I'll tell you.
Okay. So what we do is sometimes we'll highlight and recap our week.
It was a horrible aftertaste.
You know, sometimes it'll be something interesting or funny or maybe trauma or whatever. Mostly we just talk about Corey's truck car problems. You know, every week he has some little thing, right? You know, or I'll talk about my work issues. And so I'll just start with my work, okay?
And then I talk about my wife issues.
Right, and I don't know who his wife is, but I'm his girlfriend. You know, if he wants me to be his lover, then he'll be nice, you know? So this week I was able to help some people, and but in between helping, I had this one person that has written like 6 emails, and she escalated each time thinking that she was super smart. I don't like it when people think that they can out-talk me or try to talk down to me, like I don't know or I'm not. You want something from me, and now you're going to talk down to me to get it. That doesn't work for me, you know. Flattery and kindness goes a long way, and you'll learn that when you, you know, evolve into, you know, your different work levels. And so I won because I was able to, she kept emailing me, and so every email she wrote, I countered back, right, with some more facts. And so finally, my boss got involved, and we decided to give her a call. Normally, we don't do that. We don't call candidates, like, on their personal cell. And so we did, and she didn't pick up the phone, but I was able to leave voicemails and then counter back. So we're going to continue this on Monday, but I still feel like I'm winning because...
hashtag winning.
Yes, hashtag winning, because I kept accelerating and giving her a little bit more facts. So that's... I know I didn't really say anything, but because you don't need to know the details, really, but it was just...
A personal battle. You feel like you're winning.
I feel like I am, you know, because my boss sometimes doesn't appreciate the value of our team, and she's new. And so we're training our boss. You'll learn that too, Z-Girl, because, you know, you will train and teach people how to treat you your whole life, I hope, okay? And I learned that lesson when I was about Corey's age, okay? I didn't learn it when I was your age. And so I'm hoping that we can influence you in a positive way to have a voice. Maybe you already have a voice and you're like already a step ahead of both of us, okay? Maybe we'll learn from you. But that was kind of like the highlight of my week. There was all kinds of other stuff that we'll get into because I'm still working on my codependency. I'm still in my first step, you know, the accepting, I guess admitted that I have a problem with codependency, and that's typically anybody in my life that... gives me any kind of attention or I need their something, I get really codependent on seeking them, serving them, or fixing them. And I'm just trying to just let people have their own personal life. And it's hard. It's hard for me. Like, I tried to control you earlier and you were like, no. And so I was like, wow, okay. All right. So, you know, how's your couple days been?
Okay, first off, I want to say that shit has a horrible aftertaste even after you burp it a couple times. Okay, I'm just saying.
I want some more. There's a little bit left in the jar.
That's all you, boo. That's all you. All right. First off, I want to say this is a huge moment in my life right now, and I'm glad we're archiving it because Z over there, like, having her here is amazing, and I never would have thought this would have happened, but, like, the fact that it's happening is like,
it's so cool, and I'm glad it's happening in my presence, because sometimes I hear Corey's cool moments, like, via his, like, stories. I don't get to actually experience them, you know. I mean, we have cool moments, but his, you know, extraordinary cool moments, and so I'm really glad you're here. Thank you. All right.
So
Did you notice? Are you looking deeply into my...
It's hard to see. It's dark in here. Mm-hmm. I think
you
it's
closer. Anything. The camera can't pick it up, right?
But it's still there. Thank you. But you did notice?
Yeah.
Oh, why did she say something?
Because the camera wasn't going to pick it up.
I'm saying something because...
Okay.
I'm just... All right. All right. Good. No one can see nothing.
So she's kind of got my back, you know, but, you know, not fully. Okay. So, all right.
Hollywood
so.
Diva. Okay. You got to mention stuff.
Okay. Right. Definitely. Okay.
Oh, so, now that you turn the light on, you can
okay.
See.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're looking good. And I'm wearing my Hellraiser shirt tonight. So
I always have mine. I'm probably wearing the same thing I wore last time.
And I think that you can't see it, but when she puts her, if she did put her hood on, you could see. But that's okay.
No, it's okay. She's that's wearing okay. Hellraiser. So that's all that matters.
I couldn't see the thing one and thing two on the laptop, so I had to turn the light up.
Oh, that's what you were looking at.
Yeah, they're right there.
Okay. So, like I said, this is a huge moment in my life, and I cannot be happier or prouder right now. I'm just saying. Number one is here. That's all I have to say. Number one, always and forever. That's all that matters.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
So,
I got some fun facts because since we have Z-Girl here, you know, we were trying to figure out what we were, and I don't really like the computer to tell us.
Oh, I'm Generation X, okay?
I'm not a boomer, so what am I?
You're
Generation Z.
No, she's Z.
She's Generation... I think after boomers was Generation X.
No, she would be Millennial.
No, we already figured it out.
For Shell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be Generation X.
I'm X.
I think she is the beginning tale of Generation X.
All right, I'll look at it.
Because at the end of Boomers was Generation X, then Millennials, then Xennials, and God help whatever the crap bags come out next. Freaking, what are you going to do? Eat something worse than a Tide Pod?
It's going to be Generation D.
D for dumbass?
Exactly. I just, is it every 10 years or 20 years? How do they come
out?
I think
it's a decade,
next?
Right?
Is it decade?
Generations correct. Are decade. A generation is 10 years.
Okay.
So, Z, you have a thing over there you got to read.
Oh, yeah. This is our mission statement for today's podcast. And by the way, this is podcast number 11.
Double one.
And so go ahead. You can just go ahead and read it. You chose it.
Today's is your actions.
There you go.
Your actions speak louder than your words.
Okay, so do you want to share any actions that aren't so loud? What's happening with that? Sometimes your actions are contrary to your words, right? You could be like a total
D-bag. I'm totally on your side.
And then they're not, you know, people are not. Do you want to elaborate on, you know, why you chose that one? Because you chose, there was a few to choose from, but you're like, this is the one when you saw it. You're like, this is it.
I just felt like today, talking with Corey about everything, especially about my parents, just felt right.
Okay.
All I have to say is, like, if you listen to the last episode, anything that has to do with parenting, you know, and being a parent, you know, always have your child's back no matter what, and support them, believe in them, because our children are our future. But in a real note, though, like, seriously, there's been a few other stories that, you know, I want to get into later, not necessarily tonight, but about some other parenting actions going on that are just like, really? I don't know. I was just dumbfounded by...
Well, we have our... We talked
why
about
kids
that a couple
more
days
screwed
ago.
Up.
We did talk a couple days, last episode, we talked about parenting style, but we also, we parent from what we know. And so we, right. and I'm in the belief system of each generation, we're hoping, does better, right? If I'm a good parent, I'm hoping that I did enough with, I have three sons, and I did enough with my three sons that they would do better. Because being a good parent doesn't mean you do not screw up.
Everything is a learning curve, and the more
you admit it. You're able to say, you know what,
I fucked up on that one.
But then this is what I learned from it. But if you're the type of parent that's like a total denial, I'm even teaching my mom right now. It's hard for her. It's super
denial,
hard.
Delusional.
She's 79 years old, and we were talking about water last week. Like, she won't drink water. Okay, like, so I'm trying to talk to her like really small chunks. And today she sent me a picture of water, and she's all sitting by my side. No, she didn't say she was drinking it, but like the water's hanging out with her, you know. And
that's closer. The next step is to put it in her mouth.
Right, but I mean, I think it's really sweet that even
she's trying,
you know, she's trying to relate to, you know, and I think she listened to one of my videos today, because I do all these challenges. You don't think you follow me on social media, but if you're ever bored and want to just like, what's this chick's mental, are you in counseling, Michelle? If you ever, you know, want to figure it out and bored, listen to some of my stuff. But I don't want to digress, because I found the chart. Okay, the silent generation was from 1928 to 1948, and that's the silent generation. Then the baby boomers were from 46 to 64. Gen X is 65 to 1980, so that's what Kevin and I are. We're Gen X.
And see, but they change it. So, because originally I was Generation X. At 85, they moved it.
So now Corey's in the millennial stage, because he's from 81 to 96, right? No, you were born.
I was 85.
So you were born in 85, so you're a millennial. And then Gen Z is you, because you were born between 1997 and 2012, because you said five, right?
Four.
Okay. And then I guess apparently there's a new one after you.
Gen Alpha. Because it starts back over.
Oh, is that what it is? 2010 to 2025. And so I guess that's what my... you're about 10 years old, it says. Okay, so, yeah, my grandkids are Gen Alpha. I don't know if I like that. So, I feel like they're, like, alpha, you know, but I guess that's, you know, that's interesting.
Well, we'll see if they get raised alpha.
Right. Well, I think they are, because they're being raised by my, I guess my kids are millennials, because I have, I have three millennials. You're right on the cuff, though. You're right.
I'm telling you, man, they moved it. They moved that shit. I will take it to court. I know.
27 to 42, because my youngest is 27.
When I was in high school, it still said that we were Generation X. And okay. Then they moved that shit.
43 to 58. Wow. That's really interesting. Just like the horoscope, what's your sign?
Scorpio.
And have you ever done a full chart on that? Like who you're compatible for friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know a little bit about the horoscope?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a Capricorn. Are we compatible?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because, you know, right, I mean, I don't think you're like, you know, you're pretty...
I think we're a little tough with each other, but okay. We're compatible.
Okay. I would love to... wow. So
my mom's a Capricorn, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think... So I'm 54, so I'm older than your mom. right? So I'm your mother's elder, so she better fucking listen to me, okay? Yeah. So
if she listens ever.
Right, well, you know, I have a way. I can bring you in and cast a spell on you, all right? So, okay, so that's good, because you know
Bippity
what?
Boppity boo.
You look me straight in the eyes. You're not afraid to look in my eyes and look in my soul, and I'm looking right at you, and I like that, because some people in your generation, they're looking all over the place, and I'm like, what's your problem? Like, you know, what are you afraid of?
Well, she
you
also kind of makes it easier for you to center.
Well, you are forced to look at me right now, but you could be looking away where you're sitting, you know. But, you know what I mean? Do you understand? Do you have people in your age group where you feel like you're older than them? Emotionally?
Yes.
Spiritually?
Yes.
Fundamentally?
Yes.
Okay. Especially people in her that aren't in her age group that are in an older group.
Okay, older
group. And she's still
the majority.
More mental, like, but, older.
But sticking right to your age group, though, do you find that it's... You still want to hang out with your peers, right?
Yeah.
But are you a leader or a follower? Because I could be both.
Yeah, I could be both.
But
she can be both. But I think ultimately, if it comes down to what, if there's like a moral standpoint, then she would take point and be leader. Or if there was like a, you know, I just don't want to do that standpoint, and then she'll, you know, either veer off or lead.
I think there's a way to lead and follow. You know, like, I'm humble enough to recognize that maybe I'm in a situation with a group of people that I'll let them take the lead. You know, I don't always have to be, I might know a better way.
Like in Jurassic Park, because they can die first?
Well, or I'll just like, okay, you know what?
Zombie
apocalypse. I might have my own way because I have control issues, but I want to see, you know? I want to see both sides of the world, so I'm going to definitely see what they have to offer. If I feel like they're straying off to the side on any topic of life, then I'll try to bring them back in. Or I'll just straight up go, you know what, you do you, boo, and I'm just going to, you know, take a little walk, right? What's your sign, Corey?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo, and Kevin's Cancer.
I'm the best.
What do you feel about Cancer people? Do you know anything about them? They have, like, they're different, okay?
We're assholes.
They're kind of like,
you guys are very emotional.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you know what? I'll tell you one thing about it. Kevin, don't be offended. I just want to share one thing, okay? He can give it, right? He can give it from anything, from knowledge to like sarcasm and stuff like that. But if this woman here gives it back, I remember the first time, and I'm not calling you out, but a little bit. I was like, oh, he can't take it too much. So I knew not to push it because he has like a short fuse. And you know, and I don't like to hurt people's feelings, you know, but there's been times where I've been, you know, like, oh, I'm going to hurt you, you know, because I'm a Capricorn and I'm used to hurting people in a certain way. But this one here, no, the lip kind of quivers just a little bit, not that he's crying, but like, okay, ooh, and then I just back it up because they're emotional, right? And so, but I didn't realize that. I just thought, what's your problem? But
what about me? What info do you have about me?
I don't know about you. I don't know.
Virgo.
I don't know about Virgos too much, but it would be really interesting because I did a chart one time with this person I was with way before Kevin, and we had this person come and do our charts and everything, and are you compatible and all that stuff, and it was really interesting. Maybe we can do that sometime. You have to fill out a survey or what, or, you know, have you ever had your cards read?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By a witch or by a spiritual leader?
No, my friends have all different kinds of cards or like, try to read your palm or like spin the necklace and see, well, like if it turns this way it's a yes, or another way then it's no.
Spin the dreidel.
Do they do the whole like how many lines and how many kids you're gonna have and like your death and all that stuff
like that? Yeah,
you know, that's all bullshit, but I mean it's cool. You know, but I mean, because you know, I was told all these things in life too, like the palm of my hand and this little split and all this stuff, and it didn't manifest. So but I am keen on projecting. You know, like I project positivity. I don't try to project negativity. You know, I try to say, like, if you're feeling sad, I'm going to say, you know what? We're going to just try to, like, bless you with some goodness, you know, and just versus, like, Michelle, you're a loser, you know, then I'll be a loser. But if I say you're a winner, you know, maybe I'll do winning things. What do you think about that? Do you try to have a positive? We learn about manifestation from Stevie, but
Stevie is a big promoter and, like, influencer on manifestation and supposedly an expert.
I think he is,
has backed up a lot with a lot of proof.
I don't have my phone on me, but I have one of these days, you're going to spend some time over, you know, in different things. And he, if he feels keen to you, he will unleash some of his wisdom. And it's
Yes, he has.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, he's opened up to her.
Has he? Okay. Yes. Well, it's fascinating because I have it all. I have and luckily he does it all in Messenger. Because if you text me, my phone gets loaded up with stuff because I'm constantly taking selfies. I'm just like, I have a problem. You know, it's like, for our hard drive. We have our own external hard drive just for my face, okay? And so I have to delete people's text messages because I constantly send them video messages, and so it adds up the data. But with Stevie, he sends it in Messenger, and I have this history. And I feel like someday I'm gonna help him write his book because he's not gonna remember all the things he sent me and just really encouraged me. And we text in the middle of the night. I wake up every night between 3 and 5 in the morning, and I check to see if he's okay. And sometimes we'll, you know, banter back and forth, and then, you know, and then I go back to sleep. He's like my sleepy, you know, like when I'm have anxiety, he helps me go back to sleep. Does he ever, like, you've reached out before, you know, where you were struggling, but has he ever, like, calmed
help
you?
Me go back to sleep?
Yeah. Just with me a story or something. Maybe he doesn't talk to you. You know, he's harder on Corey than me. I'm sweet to him. You know, he's like, I'm sweet. Yeah. He loves me. Corey's like, get over yourself.
Yeah, basically.
He pushes him in the mud. But he loves him. He does. But he's just like, loser. No, he doesn't say that.
Ouch. This totally took a total different turn.
No, he'll say something like,
no, he speaks a lot of wisdom, and if you really listen to the underlining on everything he's saying, it's really good advice, and he shows that he does care, and, you know, if he's opening up to you like that, there's something about you that he sees that makes you special, and, you know, there's only a few people that he lets into that inner circle.
That's for sure. You know, some of our topics that we have, did you ever watch Alice in Wonderland, that movie?
Duh.
Yeah, all
which version? All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you understand about
I used to watch the TV show, too.
Do you understand about jumping down that rabbit hole and what door to choose and smaller, bigger, and the whole concept, you know? So, if you had the ability...
Size didn't matter.
If you had the ability to be smaller or bigger, larger in life or smaller of a voice, what would you choose at times? Have you ever been down where you had to choose a door?
Yeah.
Okay, and so did you ever choose the wrong door but then realize you could get out of that?
Definitely.
Okay, yeah, so I have two. I thought, okay, this is the door I want, and this is the hole I'm going to go in, and I can adapt. I'm a chameleon, okay? Some people call it a personality shifter, or, you know, I have a personality disorder, so I'm certified, but I have the ability to adapt to any environment, and sometimes you have to adapt to mine, but mostly I'll adapt to yours, and you don't know I'm doing it. You know, and because you have curly hair, and so I make sure I had my curly hair today for you, but you could straighten your hair and change your eyebrows and makeup, and you're a different person, right? You take that black sweatshirt off and you straighten your hair and you put in this, and all of a sudden you're just this other person.
Yeah.
And so that's the unique thing about us, right? Because we have that. That's just on the surface, okay? But then with our behaviors, you know, it can adapt, and I'm sure you've done that over your life because I feel like you're a warrior, and
she is strong.
Do you feel like you've lived more than one life? Do you feel like is this your first life?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm on my third.
I don't think I've ever came to that thought before.
But okay.
No, listen, not necessarily incarnation, okay, but what about your current life? You lived one life, but do you feel like you've lived multiple versions of you already in this young particular life? I've had, when you survive trauma and when you've adapted to different environments, you have that ability to kind of restart. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to multiple schools? I'm interviewing you now. One school in your life? Two? Just all the way through kindergarten, senior?
Well, I've been to different, like, elementary, middle school, high school.
Okay.
So three different
But you
schools.
Haven't been to...
But I've never moved
to
schools.
High schools.
Yeah.
You never went...
You didn't have to, like, start over and be the new kid in the classroom and all that stuff. Like, I went to three schools in fifth grade, three schools in eighth grade, you know, just like I'm always starting over. So you've had some consistency. So that's good. So you learned you're hiding from things in a consistent environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know. That's good to know. So I'm taking all this information and I put it in the back of my head for future things, because you're going to come back and I'm going to remember this moment, okay? And because you're brave and I need people like you in my life. And so that's why we brought you in today. So when you said actions speak louder than words, can you give me an example, like, you know, with friends or with your coworkers without busting out what you do for a living, but have you ever had a situation? And it doesn't have to be a big negative disappointment. It could just be a positive thing, too. So, got an example? Mm. You don't have to. You could say no.
Just.
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
My coworker.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Yeah. So, there's two new girls. One of them quit.
Okay.
But they have the same names.
Oh.
One wears, because I'm a swim instructor.
Right.
One wears a black suit. The other one wears a pink suit.
Oh.
And the black suit is a thinner, taller girl. And the pink suit is a shorter, bigger girl. And so my coworker comes over and is like, hey, the new girl quit. So you have all of her classes. And I'm like, which new girl? And he's like, you know. And he gestures like, the bigger girl. And I'm like, the one with the pink suit?
Ah.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, that one. I'm like, okay, yeah, the one with the pink suit.
So it was kind of like, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he could have, like,
described her differently, but.
Yeah, after I said that, he was like, I could have just said it like that. And mm-hmm. would have understood, but it's
right.
Like, come on,
because there's two different color suits. It's like very clear, right?
Yeah,
you know, we didn't have to.
They have the same name, same look, but they're two completely different people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's interesting. So you're teaching him. You know what? Maybe that was a good, even though it was awkward, mm-hmm. you handled it well, and
yeah.
you know, and I think that you're a teacher. And he knowing, you know, he's going to go through life. If you didn't put him in check right then, he probably would have, he still is. He hasn't learned his lesson. But, no. I mean, at least this is the first little pin in it where he can go, oh, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a coworker that could never just, until I addressed it, can never just say, hi, Michelle, at work. He always said, oh, your hair looks nice today. You have curly hair. He'd always, like, state the obvious. Your hair is straight. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it is. You know, or that's
hey, the sun's out today.
You have a blouse. You're wearing a sweater, you know, and I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just make him feel really awkward, you know, because it's like, why would you say that? It's like, he just didn't know what to say. He couldn't just say good morning and then just go on. He just had to, you know, like for me, I would be like, your eyebrows are brown and kind of curved. Okay, mm-hmm. what's your point? You know, it's like.
I feel like only guys do that.
What?
Like with girls are like, oh, I love the design on your shirt, like they'll go into detail about what they like, but guys are mainly like, I like your hair. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
can
if
you,
they're.
Can you
they're,
relate?
No, because I'm not a freaking.
Weirdo?
Like Neanderthal.
Right.
I'm like,
sure.
I got this. Ooga, ooga. Boobs, ooga, ooga. That's pretty, ooga.
Right, true. This is an older person. He's just never been put in check, you know, and I didn't want to send him to HR. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good guy. He has a family. You know what I mean? I didn't want to, like, I could have destroyed his life. You know, but I didn't want to. I gave him, you know, like, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You just know that you talk to the right person because the other person might send you to HR with your, you know, in this cancel culture. Have you been canceled yet? Not yet?
No. I've okay. gotten into lots of arguments about different things, but no one.
Just,
no one
just,
canceled you.
Do Gen Zs get to cancel? Or, I mean, are they the cancelers? Because I was just like,
yeah,
they're the counselors. Counselors. They're the ones that's like, canceled, that's so offensive.
I've canceled people
okay.
and got them out of my life, but no one has been able to cross that with me.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I like to, like, yeah, I don't know. You guys are always, like, the offended ones. Like, that's offensive. Oh, that's, you shouldn't say that anymore. That's not proper. Like,
right. What if, that's basically all I see on my Instagram.
What if she is a he or, you know, the your pronouns?
Oh, right. That's the first time I met her. I said,
but you know what?
You don't have pronouns, do you?
Hey, like, but you know what? Everyone has pronouns. Even you.
Not really.
Because a description of yourself is still a pronoun.
That's true. That's
so, it's just like I like to point out, non-binary and binary is still binary in the math world.
As long as you don't get too goofy with the, you know, it gets too extreme. You know, there's like,
yeah,
you know, there's a point, okay?
It gets ridiculous.
Just don't become a Mormon or Latter-day Saint and go door-to-door and force it upon people, okay? You're good. Like vegans.
Right.
Well, that would be Jehovah's as well.
Okay, Jehovah's Witness, okay? You know, don't become vegans or flat earthers, okay? Don't say, this is the way it is and either you take it or you take it.
So we're going to be back in a moment. I think we have
a commercial
break. We're going to do a commercial break and we'll be right back. Yeah, that was good.
That was your seventh inning stretch?
You know, I had to change my top because I was feeling a little sweaty with it. I have to have free armpits, you know, just to feel free. And while we were gone, we were discussing things. And we are on episode 11, okay? okay, Z girl, and Corey, let me know that, and you know, Kevin said it was approval too, as long as I don't care about the cost, that on episode 30, hopefully it's not too long away, but you know.
I don't think he said he doesn't care about the cost. I think that was something. No, you said that wrong.
Oh, wait, I don't care about the cost. Kevin mentioned cost, and I said I don't care. I think that's the truth.
Hey, I'm just saying, we got a budget around here, and we don't got that many advertisers paying for our shit
that's
yet.
That's true, but I do want a new backdrop.
Hey, so hey, tell you what, like, you want a specific backdrop for your company, you know, let's talk some numbers here, and yeah, we'll throw your logo up behind us for a fee. All right.
So you're gonna do an invisible token?
No, I'm not. No,
no, no, no, I mean just this way. Okay, ready? And salute.
Invisible.
Okay.
Ooh.
That one hit you. That was nasty. Why are you still doing that?
That went through my nose.
That's cheap whiskey fermented in a honey jar.
For like 2 years. Why? Because I wanted a shot of something, and that's all the alcohol I have in my
life.
Yeah,
we got that whiskey from Cousin Steven.
Is that who
for
we got
my
from?
Birthday. And
two years
I think
ago?
It's been three. Yeah, three it's
years?
Been probably 3 years.
Wow.
Almost three.
So 1 year celebrating birthdays, it was really funny because Kevin forgot how old he was two times. When on his 40th birthday, he thought he was 40 again. He was like 41. And then on his 55th birthday, he said he was 56 and he was really 55. And so it was just funny, you know.
I used to smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah, we did. So. And you know what? We're coming up on, you know, our clean dates because, you know, we're not saying we're going to quit forever, okay?
I think I'm on day 972,000 clean.
I don't think you've ever, I don't think he's ever smoked with me, not even one time. I don't think you ever took a hit of anything.
Not with you, no.
Corey's never been a pothead.
No. I mean, I think you've smoked pot in your life, but I mean,
I have smoked. I mean, if you get me really drunk and pass me the pipe, I might take a hit.
Okay.
But
are you,
if it's your birthday and instead of taking a shot with you want me to take a hit with you, then fine. That's one rule I have. But as far as smoking weed, I really don't like weed. It gives me a headache. I don't like coughing, and it's never really done anything for me. Well, but I mean, if you put it in a brownie. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fat kid, okay?
Okay,
I'll
so
eat
edible.
Brownie.
Okay, edible. So we are going to do some drug testing coming up here in March 4th.
I will say this. I have sold my piss a couple times to people.
You have? I'm ready to do that because not only do I have, I'll have clean urine, I also I'm clean. I'm COVID. I'm not vaccinated. So I'm not judging if you got the jab, okay? I just want to know. Did you get the jab?
No, did we're you? Not going to talk about that. No. We're not going to ask
did.
Anyone
it's
ever.
Okay.
No, we're not going to ask anyone ever that. Ever.
No, I don't.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Apparently,
it's
there
fine.
Is a
it's okay.
Black market for unvaccinated
I'm
sperm.
I'm just saying I'll give you my blood if you ever need it. It's clean. So.
Oh,
so,
my God. Okay. We're not going into this. No.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You're not wearing a mask. You're not afraid of me. You know that there's droplets everywhere. We're all going to get a cold again. It's fine. Okay. I didn't realize I was a taboo subject.
No, it's just, you're not going to, we're
okay,
not going to do
don't
that.
Don't talk about pronouns and don't talk about vaccines. I'm
no,
just
it's
trying
just,
to get this
no,
in
dude,
my
this,
mind.
No, this is a show. We're not
going to
have
that
issue.
She knows I'm a Capricorn.
Issue.
I'm going to ask these difficult things, you know. So she knows. She was already ready for it. She was like, you know what, this bitch is a Capricorn and I'm already accepting her because I'm Sagittarius, right? Scorpion, sorry. What is a Sagittarius? Did I just offend you ultimately? Is that bad? What are the Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Sagittarius are like, are they boring? Are they like just like absorbed in the wall?
I was with one for 7 years.
Which, what was her name? I know all your girls.
Rachel.
Okay, makes sense. She fled. So, Sagittarius is just, you know.
She was smart.
Yeah.
I was a bad person back then.
True.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, what do you got going on? Do you want to do your announcement of stuff? The bag
yeah,
of dreams?
I do, but I want to also say, go fund me. Go fuck yourself. Like, I'm trying to log into the account. But it doesn't, it won't
Are
let me.
Are we trying to do a GoFundMe on something?
Oh my God.
Yeah, for that
you
backdrop
know.
That you wanted.
Oh, okay.
For you, no. But for the Bag of Life, if people want to give money so that way we can go buy stuff, yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was, Corey, I did not know it was attached to a GoFundMe.
I had one so that way people want to donate money so we can actually go buy homeless women the shit we need
yeah,
to put
but
in there.
Yeah, GoFundMe takes a profit. Why can't we just have our own stuff, right? We're trying to work on our own LLC and get our own...
Because
maybe we should just do on the... get our own website together, and then people could Cash App right to that.
Okay, but
and then
still,
we can post the receipts.
We need to get one of those triangle
things. We actually did spend the money on.
Okay, but you know what? I mean, a square.
Yeah.
Not a triangle.
Okay.
Put the circle in the circle hole and the square in the square hole.
Okay. We need to get a square.
Okay.
The circle will fit in a square.
Why did you originally, Corey? I'm just learning. This is a learning episode, okay? This is episode 11, and we're learning about Corey, okay? I know what I can't do and can't do. You know, but what? Why GoFundMe on a Bag of Life?
Oh my God! Because back then, when I started this years ago, fucking, it was the easiest thing to do that people made donations for.
That makes sense. Okay.
I don't care if they're taking a percentage because we're using their platform. It's if I'm going to fucking Walmart, I expect there to be a surcharge because I'm shopping at Walmart.
Okay, so we're not doing that. Okay, I'm glad you can't log in because we're gonna evolve from 7 years ago.
Until there's enough something else that people can give us free money for, I'm still going to use this.
Okay.
Because if it's still free money coming in,
how much do they get the surcharge? Honestly,
percentage, like
it's like
five or three percent. Yeah. It's not that big.
It's
of a
not
deal.
A lot.
All right, but you can't log in, so there's that.
Well, I'll figure it out. It's been forever since I logged into this damn thing. They'll probably cancel it like they canceled my goddamn Hot Topic credit card. Oh, you haven't bought anything here in a year, so we're going to cancel your card.
Seriously, okay.
Fuck you, Hot Topic.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, Kevin and I recently, we went to Hot Topic, and we were like all like, we gave those people attitudes.
I hate Hot Topic.
Well, and what's up with the porn section? It used to just be...
No, that's Spencer's.
That's Spencer's.
Okay, no, Hot Topic.
No, Hot Topic doesn't have...
They
had dildos
in
Hot Topic.
That's Spencer's.
It's always been like that.
But there was just a little corner. It used to be
the whole back, not even...
Now it's the whole back.
Now it's an entire back wall.
It was unbelievable. It was like, wow.
Hot Topic.
Okay, Hot Topic just has t-shirts and the weird...
And all the...
clothes.
They don't even have goth clothes anymore.
It's all Disney
and scenester, like, you know, cartoon.
Disney's involved, that makes sure that they got sex toys back there, too, because, you know.
They're not even cool ones. They're like
Disney's
rejected
become
ones, but,
creepy.
Okay, it's fine.
Well, there's going to be another serial killer Winnie the Pooh movie, and they're going to do serial killer Bambi and Peter Pan.
So... speaking of that, one of the things, I mean, we're highlighting stuff what we're going to do, and if we keep saying it long enough, we'll actually do it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we have checked a couple boxes, but we do want to be movie reviewers on a bigger scale.
Yes, she's going to be a part of that.
You want to be a part of that?
Yeah, Corey talked to me about this.
Okay, so you're good with that.
Yeah.
And also, spontaneously said, I wanted to know if you wanted to be jumped into Reality Check. And you were like, what does that mean? And so are you afraid of a microphone in like talking to new people, because you seem okay. Because I need interviewers. I need new people. They like me, and I am definitely a unique soul. But they also, let's face it, certain bands, they don't want to talk to me.
They'd
rather talk to somebody that looks like you. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry.
Somebody that plays music.
And
so
actually likes their music. I don't like their music, and it's clear. It's clear. I'm like, you know, I did no research on them. And you'd be like a fan, you know, you'd actually probably know their songs and, you know, the reason right behind the music. And so we're looking for that, you know, every once in a while. We have a couple events a year that we are kind of important in, and so I would love to bring you in.
Which we all need to apply soon for the big earthquake. Oh, I was just going to call it the earthquake show, but okay.
Aftershock. All right.
Because I wasn't going to give them promotions yet until we get approved.
Okay, I'll write her tomorrow.
Yeah, write her tomorrow, and then give a shout out for Distorted Nation too.
Okay, I have to log into my Reality Check.
This is behind the scenes
check,
talk right here on the thing.
Okay, I'll do it.
We were all important at one point, and had access to, you know, the big ass things going on here.
We just got bored.
And then we kind of just got bored, and it was like,
COVID
another
happened.
Show? I don't really want to go. Like, dude, I shit you not. I swear to God. COVID happened. I'm like, fucking thank Christ. Not having, dude, what are we doing tonight? We got to go to this show and record these idiots up on stage, and they suck, and then do this, and then that, and then blah, 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 blah. It's like, wait, I could stay home and do laundry and sleep in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Be with me instead.
Well, for me, it was a matter of, you know, when Aftershock became 4 days,
That's hard. I could care less about that. It's the one time out of the year.
But it would cost us like $1,000 to go out there and cover it.
Okay,
and
to be fair, last year, when Judas Priest dropped out of the
Aftershock, I decided that it wasn't worth my $1,000 and I bought myself a 4K camera, and now Reality Check TV is 4K.
It didn't really cost $1,000. That's kind of exaggerating, but
$800.
Regardless, this year
it's $200 a day for us to go cover Aftershock.
That's just because we like to spend money. It's not really. It's just that's what
I just wanted a 4K camera, and it's been a long
time.
That's
the truth.
Okay, so we're gonna get back into the huge scene. We're gonna swing our big dicks around, and you know, be known, present, and relevant. And you know,
well, now that I think I have a volunteer, you don't. This is what you get paid. You get paid in gear. You get paid in acclimates, where we're like, you're amazing.
Promotion. you get paid promotion for your band, free music videos.
If you're not
whatever
a,
we can
but
give.
I know that you're an up and coming artist, and I know that, and you get exposure. And that's the thing is that if you are want to be in the arts, whether you're
and
a musician,
we will totally advertise your feetfinder.com.
Oh, all right. You have cute feet. Okay.
Yes, I do.
You do? Oh, good to know, because that's moneymaker there. That's the money. So we're going to do a quiz
in
a minute.
That cake out there that you're not going to eat, she's going to put her feet in.
Okay. That'll work for like, you know, some kind of like...
Well, I better bust out the 4K.
Yeah, jeez. I'm telling you. Hey, do you want to do some trivia?
I'd like to talk about...
Oh, Bag
the,
of Life.
The one
I'm
thing
sorry.
I was going to do like 20 minutes ago before you got on my ass about having a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Okay, Bag of Life. Let's go. Read it.
I don't... Yeah, okay. 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 Bag of Life. All right. April 1st through May 31st, we're doing this again, all right? Since COVID and everything going on the last, you know, 4 years, life has been interrupted and stopped. This year, we actually had the Fragile Toy Drive come back full swing, and it was amazing. Well, this is the first year we're bringing back the Bag of Life. Now, the Bag of Life... As far as I know, there's nothing named else like it, so I'm going to keep using it. I should still, hopefully it's still the main thing. Things to donate are purses, backpacks, or tote bags. Now, we have a lot of backpacks left over from the previous years, and purses and stuff like that, but I mean, if we'll still take them, because, you know, we'll need them for the next few years. But basically what we're doing is we're collecting toothbrushes, mouthwash, soap, Q-tips, hair ties, toothpaste, hand sanitizer, shampoo, floss, conditioner, Kleenex, deodorant, tampons, maxi pads, clean wipes, body spray, nail files, lipstick, whatever, chapstick, whatever, you know, women may need. Okay, like your main toiletries, lotions and stuff, you know, because we believe that all people deserve the basic necessities of life. Our mission is to collect purses, backpacks, tote bags filled with feminine hygiene products and other basic essential items in which may be harder for the homeless to obtain on their own. All bags are then donated to a program at Loaves and Fishes called the Mary House. Now, our goal is that we get... the last time we did it, we had like over 100 purses filled with these products. So that means 100 women came into the Mary House and was able to grab a bag with these necessities that hopefully last them at least a couple weeks or something, you know, to help them out. Now, the main reason we chose to do purses was because it was that feminine connection on, you know, bringing it back to womanhood and, you know, like, I know... Like, back in the day, you know, what type of purse you were or had, you know, was kind of a thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a Gucci or Prada.
I never got into that because I was just, I never, you know, but I get it.
Well, it's also probably pretty hard
I always wanted
to be
it.
Homeless. We all know that.
Homeless
but
can be bougie,
it would
too.
Probably
there's a bougie
be
homeless
way
girl
harder,
out there for sure.
It would be way harder to be a woman and be homeless as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you identify as a woman and you're a man and you still want a purse, we'll give you one of those, okay? It's not an issue, okay? Don't get all
upset.
You know,
I was just online earlier, and I was looking at this really cool person. It was like, I was so pissed that it was like, this was the new man bag series. It was like, I'm like, what? I was, because it had this like side satchel thing, and I'm like, this is really cool. I'd like to have one. And it was nothing to do with women. It was like only for the boys.
Hey, just on a side note, every once in a while, I'll be looking at shoes online, and I'm like, oh, those are some really cool Jordans, and they're women's.
Okay.
They make them unisex.
You transgender, you.
All that time growing up in San Francisco.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Cool.
So, Corey, I'm friendly to the community, let's just say, okay?
There's no love lost there.
They're people, too.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 2023, all right?
So, Corey, we're doing this. We're starting to collect. You're announcing it right now. When are we actually boots on the ground? Are we next weekend? When are we going to start doing this?
Next weekend, we plan on going out of town to, San Francisco. So when we stay in that hotel, we're going to steal as much soaps and stuff like that as possible.
You won't be staying at the same one we stayed at when we did the Hate Street Fair.
Roadside Inn or
Roadway Inn or whatever. Oh my God.
I was thinking about it just for nostalgia purposes.
No.
Her favorite color is pink. She wants that pink tile.
Well, there's a bunch of them missing. So there's that.
Okay.
Well, maybe when we get off this thing, you can help look at hotels for me out there.
I can tell you that you just want to be careful when you go to Lombard Street.
Whatever, just go there. Just bring your own sheets and bedding like I did.
Lombard Street? I love Lombard Street.
Yeah, Lombard Street is it's hit or miss on the hotels, though.
Okay. Well, we'll find. We'll see if we hit.
No,
that's a good thing that we're going to start doing, especially since the one good thing about my job is that I get to drive around town all over the place. So I'm going to drive out into all the hotels, even though I'm going to look like a bum walking in all covered in grease. Mm-hmm. And what we used to do is go into the hotels and, you know, they would donate like boxes of the little shampoos and stuff.
Soap. Is this a brochure, a mission statement we can print out? You know,
yes, I had that? These. Okay. I have them on actual. The only thing that sucks is that
Want us to buy some cardstock and get that ordered for you so you can pass it out at least for you look legit?
Well, I have a guy.
You got a guy?
Oh, yeah, I got a guy.
He's got a guy.
I got a guy.
Okay.
But he's a little bit pricier than I remember.
Oh, really?
Like, he used to hook it up.
Okay, but it's
like 1,000 of them for like $50. Oh. Now it's like $75 for 1,000.
I'll just give it to him. $75, you know. I'll throw you the other 25.
I'm just like saying, bro. Clean what my happened backyard. To homie hookup?
Mow my lawn.
But I'm just...
It's a lot of lawn.
Okay, no, but, so what's the date on this? What's the date normally?
April 1st is when we're actually going to open up
time.
We're going to set it up to where there's drop boxes and people can come in. Okay. Hell House will be one of those, 11292 Suite E on Coloma Road. Hellraiser's shop. You can come in and drop off, you know, toiletries, purses, whatever you have that you want to donate for. We're going to have a couple other stores willing to have drop boxes at their locations so you can drop off, you know, shampoos, whatever you can help out.
Well, you know, I'm also part of Reality Check TV NorCal, and we don't have like a P.O. box, but maybe Kevin and I can look into that because we want to be an official site as well. I don't necessarily want to give out my address. I mean, we call it the Love Shack, okay? But, you know, back in Sacramento, it was a Love Shack. Love and now Shack. And it's just because it's love here, and we used to accommodate bands. Traveling bands would come up and pull up their trailers in front of our house and hook up, and then they'd come in and sleep wherever, and we're open that way. So I don't necessarily want to leave my address to the public card, but we want to be able to be an official sponsor of this.
Well, you guys will have every right to and every chance to be a sponsor. Same with Distorted Reality. You know, same with Hellraiser and everything. Hellraiser was always those. Active sponsor with it. I wonder
because we're gonna have to put these bags together.
We can do pickups.
Yeah, you can.
We'll do pickups.
We can do pickups in Sacramento. We can do pickups in Marysville, Yuba City.
There is a Facebook page. Lake.
Is there? Can we need to start advertising this and linking this to our Distorted Reality page? Kevin's gonna get this episode up really quick. You know, we had episode 10 where we were just
put the other one up.
No, that'll go first.
You gotta go in order there.
We're gonna go
10,
in order.
11, 12,
but
13.
We're gonna start advertising.
I can do them both in one day. So.
I didn't even know.
Tomorrow I have some time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/justbagoflife.
Okay.
I'm trying to find.
Z-Girl, are you a purse wearer? I didn't see you brought a person. Are you?
She has a little backpack. It's more like a drawstring backpack.
Right, but I mean, if you had a Gucci or something like that, no. Or some Coach bag, that's not you.
She wouldn't. No. I don't think she would wear.
What about the really cool, like? Have you been to a festival before? I don't even know what
festival,
you do.
Maybe. Yeah.
So would you wear a fanny pack, or like a cool one? Like
I want a fanny pack. I want a JanSport one.
I love to wear fanny packs
because those are cool. Because when I need to be hands free. So when I'm in a crowd, I need to be hands free. I need my cell phone, and yeah. I need my credit card or whatever. I need my cash, my lipstick or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know. So, you know. We got hand signs going up, and I haven't even done my trivia yet. So.
Well, okay, we'll still do trivia. Just calm down.
All right.
So
you know, when I Googled bag of life, I'm sorry, it was talking about bags of life, okay? Like your
like the bags under your eyes?
No, like adapting to life after a colonoscopy. I'm like, because I wrote bag of life, and that's what popped out. Bag of life on Etsy. And then some other kind of gear. I can't say that word. And then that. So I thought that was interesting, you know. So the Bag of Life on Etsy has a bunch of bags. And I hope that we get some cool stuff. Do you have anything, Brandon, that you can donate of yourself? I'm going to pull something out of my closet that I haven't used. And then I'm going to buy some stuff, too.
I mean, the bags, as long as they're, you know.
It could be a bag like this, right?
I mean, it could be a bag that's used as long as it's nice.
It doesn't have to be a purse, right?
It doesn't have to be brand new. No, that's what the tote bag is, really, that type of bag right there.
Maybe we can get Hellraiser clothing to, you know, if I bought the bags, maybe they print stuff
Hellraiser on them. Yeah, that's already been in the discussion.
A lot of those items come up on a bid site that I bid on.
Kevin, then start bidding on that.
Toothbrushes and
start buying the allotments.
Feminine really products.
We're actually this year.
Things like that come up on my bid site.
This year we're actually going
to start bidding on them and
reach
out. That'll be our donation.
We're going to reach out to some actual manufacturers and see about getting some sponsorships.
Okay.
That's going to be taking place here in the next couple weeks.
Okay. We have time, but yeah, we need to get on it.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so it's getting
close.
Jam
on it.
Because it's you know, normally we don't date it, but today's February 10th, and, you know, it's coming up.
I think we need to start doing that in the show. We need to say the date of when it is recorded.
Okay. And then it doesn't matter when it's actually posted. We've never done that.
No, what we need to start doing is being more relevant. And when is it? When did we do this? What happened? Like, because when we talk about news stories and stuff, you know.
When we go back, we have no idea what date that was. It was like they have to
just kind of figure it out. Well, it's time-stamped on the video.
So. Well, yeah. Wait, when it gets posted, though.
When it gets posted, but we don't know when we actually... Right. It's usually within a week, sometimes longer, but, you know. So
it all depends on if, you know, Kevlar is out there killing infected zombies.
Right. So
I do that on Call of Duty, like, almost every night.
Yeah, he does. That's my life. Are you a gamer?
Yes.
Yes. You are? Okay. She plays...
Were you in that Roblox thing in alternate reality?
No.
Okay, hey, I have a friend that, you know what, Kelly, I'm just going to throw you out there, okay? Okay, she doesn't game, but her kids do, and I just want to understand. Do you understand what the Roblox is in this alternative? You used to start with Sims, I think, or right? That was the first one. And
that
then
was the first living in the
where
fake
you're like,
world.
I'm making my person, and I'm gonna, I'm in the mall, and
yeah, Sims.
Sims. Okay, now the Roblox, it takes it to another level, right?
Yeah, Roblox is like, I mean, you can make your own games for people to play, or you can just play other people's games.
Oh, so you can, but you're creating your alternate reality, right?
Well, you make your character, yeah.
Okay, but
then
you can
go into
and then you can
people's games.
Okay, and then you can like diss them. I guess you could be a bully in this alternate reality and go take to another server. I heard. I'm learning all this lingo, right?
Yeah.
So this my friend's child, who's 15, going on 16, she's been doing this for about 4 years to the point where she can't deal with reality anymore. Like she can't live in this, like right here. She can only be in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for her to be normal in this thing. And I think that's what happens when you're on the grid too long. You know, like she's been in the alternate reality. She has
she
friends.
She's like adapted.
She's adapted.
Yeah.
And she has four friends, one in New Mexico, one in like three other states.
Mm-hmm.
And like she's never met them. And they meet in this cyber world. And it's just like, and it's just wild, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They do that in Dungeons and Dragons too.
Yeah, but I get that. I get that that's another one too. But I'm just like, So you can understand that. You're not, mm-hmm. you, but you seem like you can cope in the real world, though, too. So you've been able to unplug, right?
Yeah.
You realize that you're going to just do that for like an hour or something or 2 hours, and then you go back to your life.
Yeah.
Okay. But have you ever lost a friend where they're like just stuck in that world?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about that some more. Another topic. We can do that. Okay, we'll have you come back for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to break that down. Like, I'm going to like watch the video and you can explain to me what's happening. That'd be awesome.
All right. Well, I think we should take a bathing potty break.
Okay. Well, he gave us like the 3 and the 2 and the 1. I mean, are we at the 30 minutes? Are we? You know, we got 3 more minutes to end this segment, and then so we're on the.
We got to do
30.
Some commercials, make some money.
Yeah.
We need to make more money.
We need
more commercials.
Money.
We need some sponsors.
Sponsors
that want to pay.
Good thing.
Because we'll do some, you know, cool shit for you, and talk about your shit all the time.
I want an energy drink sponsor, and I'm into good living, and I would like to have a protein shake sponsor, and maybe an exercise sponsor, and
I'll take an athletic cup sponsor, okay? And I'll just hit myself in
just
the balls,
like, just like kick you in the balls,
and test out all your products on the show, just as long as you pay us, okay? I don't care what it is,
and I'd like to have some healthy candy that doesn't affect my cholesterol, okay? Just let me some really good chocolate, maybe dark chocolate. Are you a chocolate person?
Yes.
Like what kind? Like See's candy or like, you know?
I love See's candy, but I love milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Any kind of milk chocolate?
So yeah.
So you're just like milk, not dark chocolate.
No,
milk.
With dark chocolate, I guess it depends because there's like 75% or like 100%.
Right, the 100% you're just baking cookies or
like
something.
They're all
it's
different.
Just, it's too
dark
bitter.
Dark chocolates are all different.
Okay. So
but milk chocolate's just
milk
the
chocolate's
same.
Your jam. Just do you like the caramel
with like the caramel in
what about
it
or a truffle?
Like the cherry stuff in there, the nasty
ass
cherry.
Yeah, the cherry's gross.
Cherry.
Yeah.
The cherry's this
you
guy
love
I
the
love
cherry?
The cherry. I love the cherry.
Ew. So does Kevin. He's like, I'm
amazing.
All about the cherry.
I can do dark chocolate cherry, but I really love milk chocolate cherry.
I think it's because I've never really got to, you know, experience the cherry, just saying.
I don't know. That's just, I don't know. It's
people always
good.
Beat me to it. I never get to
you
try
have
it.
To, you have to be in the right place at the right time. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not many cherries out there anymore, I don't think, these days.
Everyone's been popped, dude, okay? It's all a facade, all right? But
she just comes out and says it, no innuendo.
No.
Ruin the whole bit.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's just
we'll
do
be
this
back.
Commercial.
Oh, I found my trivia. Okay, good.
Okay, when we get back, we'll do that, and then we're calling it quits.
That's it. All right, that's a wrap.
Just fuck these people. I'm tired.
Okay, we're back.
And you're flipping everyone off.
Well, you know, I'm practicing my flip off because sometimes I look retarded with it, and I, you know, and it's like, and so I'm just working on it.
Are you the thumb out or just like the?
Sometimes I'm out, and I think that's wrong. I should just be straight up.
Well, doesn't that mean hang loose?
No, ooh, hang loose is with
I'm
the pinky out.
I'm getting old in my old age.
Old people do thumbs out.
The is
new
that what one, it is?
The new one's thumbs in.
Thumbs in.
Oh.
It's like when you wear a backpack, one strap or two strap.
Okay, let's go into
always two strap.
You have a pretty ring. I like that.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice. Okay, let's go into questions. Okay.
Wait, which one? Because there's like 5 of them you can look at right now. Anyways, moving on.
Oh,
moving on. Just
here.
Moving on.
Okay, we're gonna talk about because you know you said you were born in 2004, right?
Yeah.
And so I just said Googled you know questions for 2004. So we're gonna take a test, and I guess the answers are at the bottom. So, music. Who did not release an album in 2004? Okay, the band Nerd, Franz
Ferdinand,
U2, or Oasis? Kevin,
I'm gonna go with Oasis.
Ferdinand,
I got Oasis.
I'm gonna go with U2.
U2, what are you talking about? They force you. They rape you with your
I
iTunes.
I appreciated it.
You're the one.
I listen.
You are the one.
Okay. So Z Girl says U2. And what did you say, Kevin?
Ferdinand.
Okay. And then what did you say, Corey?
Oasis.
Okay, Oasis. Okay, I'm just gonna go with Ferdinand for right now, just
okay.
for the sec, because we can only choose one. Okay, but I wrote your guys' stuff down.
Okay.
Politics. In which month was George W. Bush reelected for the second term in the USA? September, December, October, November. When did they get elected?
October.
October.
I thought it was November.
I don't know.
Okay, you say October, everyone. That's the thing. Okay. I'm going to say, we're going to go with October, but I'm going to say that question too.
This is 2004, one. Right?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say
you just
November.
Literally, like, got pooped out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Television. Which of these shows did not first broadcast in the USA in 2004? Desperate Housewives. That's too late. Joey, The OC, CSI New York.
Wait, did not what first?
Joey.
2000. I would say The OC. No, because I was in.
I have no idea.
It's okay.
CSI New York. I'm going to go CSI New York.
Okay, Corey says CSI. And Kevin said The Oasis, OC?
Joey.
I never even heard of Joey. Okay.
Joey was from Friends.
Joey from Friends.
Okay, I'm going to go.
It didn't last long.
I'm going to go Desperate Housewives. Okay, but I think it's later, but show. Okay.
Yeah, it was a spinoff of the Friends show.
Because it did not. Which of these shows did not first broadcast in the USA in 2004? So they didn't do it.
And okay? It didn't last long.
Okay, so I said Desperate Housewives.
It was probably that. It was probably Joey.
Film. 2004 saw the 76th Academy Awards. Which film won 11 awards? Mystic River, Cold Mountain, Masters and Commander, The Far Side of the World,
Lord of the Rings.
Which
Lord
one?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so everyone's going with that. Lord of the Rings. I agree on that.
Anything
one.
That wins a crap ton of awards for a shitty movie has to be Lord of the Rings.
None of the other ones won more than a few.
You know what?
You
should say it. It's
No. You don't need to see 9 hours of people and trees walking.
Okay. What about that one, the little guy that was kind of scary?
Dobby.
See, you even know. You even know about Dobby.
Well, I know the characters, yeah. Hey,
I just want to say this. So when in what was it? Precious. No, that Dobby was from Harry Potter.
No, what? Precious was the Lord of the Rings.
Smeagol.
No, that was
Smeagol.
Precious.
No, Lord of the Rings.
I never
seen Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
We'll look
Harry
that up.
Potter. With my precious. Dobby was Harry Potter, because that's when the little elfie dude died on the beach, and I started
laughing. I thought they were all connected in some way.
No.
No, they're not.
No?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Which two books were released by Stephen King in 2004? Song of Susanna in the Dark Tower, Wolves of the Cala in Wizard and Glass, The Dark Tower and Wolves of Cala, Wizard of Glass and Song of Susanna. Oh, I don't know. Let's just choose one. Which one? Just choose one.
That one, the last right there, Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower. Yeah. Okay, we'll just go with that. Cause we don't,
which country?
You read this one. Sports.
Which country won the UEFA Euro 2004? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Okay, it's a soccer? Country. It seems Euro. Okay, it seems like it's soccer.
I don't know, but...
Here's the categories. Portugal, Greece, Czech Republic, or Netherlands?
Let's go with the Czech Republic, because they have the best porn videos on Pornhub.
Okay.
They also have the best guns.
Okay, all right.
Just kidding.
CZs are amazing.
Weather. The strongest earthquake in 40 years caused a tsunami originating in the Indian Ocean off the west coast of Sumatra. Indonesia, on December 26, 2004, what did the earthquake measure on the Richter scale? This is for you to guess, okay, Z-Girl? 9.0, 5.8, 7.2, or 4.2? This is the year you were born.
5.8.
She's guessing.
That's my guess.
It's too small.
No, 9.0.
The smallest or the biggest earthquake?
Strongest.
The strongest?
4.2.
Yeah. This is the year you were born. You came out like a tornado, okay? Were you strong? Were you a 9.0, a 5.8, a 7.2, or a 4.2?
So the smaller number means the bigger the earthquake, right?
7.2.
7.2? No.
No, the larger number is the bigger earthquake.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's up to you. Just choose anyone. Tick tock.
Nee, nee, 5? Nee,
nee. 5.8. Okay, that's what she's saying. Okay, go. Okay, Corey, read this.
Let's move this over, I think, maybe, if this thing wants to. Okay. Which artist added song lines to Band Aid 2000's Do They Know It's Christmas? Bono, Robbie Williams, Justin Hawkins, or Dizzy Rascal? Song lines to Band Aid's 2000.
I have no idea.
Bono.
Okay, Kevin says Bono. He would know. Okay. All right. Television,
the last episode of Frasier was aired in the U.S. on May 13th, 2004. Which show is Frasier? Cheers. Is he a spinoff from? It's Cheers.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Sport. Which country picked up the most medals in 2004 Summer Olympics?
USA, right. USA, USA.
Okay, we did. We'll just go with that.
We're going USA. Fuck everybody.
But what
else
are the choices?
China,
Australia, or Russia? Fuck Australia.
It would either be us or Russia.
What's this
fuck
shit?
Russia.
I have to create a user ID, a password, and an email to get my answers. I didn't know that.
They got you.
Okay, I'm good. Okay.
Just use my
phone. Share on Facebook.
No.
Here, can we do one?
Here, let's see.
I don't know. Do you have anything queued up in there?
Yeah, we're good. I'm not, unless you...
Here, I'll do it.
Okay, create a user ID password. Let's figure this out. Let's get our... Because we want our answers.
Just use that junk mail.
Just send it to Corey's. Just do it real quick. Okay. The suspense is killing me. Okay, so back to doing my horoscope, okay? So so if you can look into, you know, your cards or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Capricorn and Kevin's a Cancer, and I already know we're like oil and water, okay? We, you know, when we met together, it's like an explosion, but there's times where we don't get along. So
almost all the time.
Right, and so where he's a couple years older than me, but it's like, you know, what am I going to do? Who's my, you know, but my ex-husband was a Capricorn as well, and that didn't work out either. Capricorn.
Our two of the same signs supposed to be bad.
We were 2 days apart in age, 16, 17. 3 days apart in age, but he was 9 years older. So it was 9 years difference, 3 days apart in age, in birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know, a lot. So work on that with that, you know, I don't even know who my perfect one is. I don't even know if that's real or not, but, you know.
Right.
So we'll have to work on that.
Perfect is not for real.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Oh, good.
Answer number one.
Okay.
It was Oasis. Woo!
Okay, you were right, because that was Corey. Okay, all right.
I win, because I'm a badass.
Okay.
Hang on.
We got 50% of these things right, so we're half wrong.
Okay, so your answer, October politics. George Bush was reelected in November. Desperate Housewives was our answer. The OC, I was right the first time I said
yep,
OC.
Yep, you said OC, so I wrote that down.
Then the film 2004 saw the 70s, blah, blah, blah. We got Lord of the Rings correct.
Okay, good.
Literature, which two books released?
We guessed that.
We guessed The Dark Tower, but it was The Songs of Susanna in The Dark Tower. We were still half right. Give us a half a credit. God damn it.
I said USA. How did
I said Czech. They got the Greece.
Okay.
Won the soccer 2004. Weather strongest earthquake. You said 5.8. You were wrong. It was 9.0.
I was trying to entice you to go 9. I said you came out like a bang.
5.8 wouldn't really be that big.
That's low. That's barely like...
That's what she said.
Okay.
Let's see here. Which artist added song lines? It wasn't Bono. It was Dizzy Rascal, whoever the fuck that is.
We don't know who Dizzy is.
We got Cheers for episode spinoff.
We didn't get that.
That's because you listened to me and Kev, because we're badasses. Which country picked the most medals of USA? Of course. Your score. You scored 3 out of 10.
Hey, we tried.
Wow, I got almost none right.
Okay, you know
except
what?
The ones we all agree on.
We're gonna do this as an
ongoing
session.
We're gonna
do
more. We're gonna now that my email is on there, not there, so who cares?
We're you know, and stay tuned for more trivia, and we'll do it badly. Okay?
I think
we should do
a 2015 or 16.
Well, we gotta do all our.
Or just do like 2000s trivia quiz.
Well, we could do all our ages. Okay, so you were born in 2004. We could do a 1969 one. You guys will fail all those, and you were born in 85.
What are you talking about? I learned my histories.
You learned it?
Okay. I was born in 66, so...
Yeah, so yeah. I wonder what that is. But we can do the 2000s for sure. That would be fun, because then, you know, maybe, you know. But I'd like to see if you can know anything from the 80s, because it's trending now. You know, everything's retro, so...
Well, if you ever want... Not next weekend, but you ever want on a Saturday or, you know, certain days or Sunday evenings or something, if, you know, you two talkish things out and, you know, exchange numbers and whatnot.
Follow me on Talks
Z
with Shell.
Can come out anytime she wants.
You can. Follow me on Talks with Shell because I'm doing I just finished my 30-day challenge and now I'm on day 11. And when I left earlier and went for my walk, I did videos. There's two up there.
She just left out. So she did a 30-day challenge. That's over with. Now she's doing a 100-day challenge. That's why it's 11 days now into the 100-day challenge.
And it ends on Stevie's surgery day, May 10th. I don't know if you know that. And he just felt like, you know.
No, so. I've never been told. He just outed his business all over the intro.
He's having surgery on May 10th, and he's going to come stay with us for a week, and that'll be fine. I'll need some
Are
help.
They removing the alien okay. from inside of him?
He's had some things being
They're removing the planted microchip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or maybe we're going to implant a microchip. I don't know.
I think we should remove one. To install an upgraded one.
Yep. Stevie, I hope you
better Wi-Fi signal.
So that's a wrap. We're good. We're gonna see you next time. We're gonna be back. We're not sure when, you know, in a couple weeks, but stay tuned for these episodes. When we come back, we'll have more information on the Bag of Life, and it'll be some actual. We're gonna have some bags on the table this next time. I can guarantee that with some product.
Bag of cocaine. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
And we're gonna drug test, and I might take some drugs that day.
Dr. Axo.
So, all right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Distorted Reality Podcast is brought to you by Distorted Nation Radio. Look for Distorted Nation Radio on SoundCloud at Distorted Nation Radio. Reality Check TV, www.realitychecktv.com. And the UFO Experience. UFO Encounters Experience is located in Davis, California. www.ufoexperience.com.